Another important aspect of the resurrection is that it's through the resurrection that we ourselves are born again. When Nicodemus asked Jesus what was needed for salvation, Jesus's reply was very simple. You must be born again. You need not merely physical life, but you need spiritual life. And 1 Peter 1:3 says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope," how? "Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Ephesians 1 and 2 makes it very clear also for us. Paul's prayer in Ephesians 1 is this, that the believers in Ephesus would comprehend the power of God that's at work towards them. And he explains what this power of God is. It's the power that God used to raise Jesus physically from the dead, but not only raise Jesus physically from the dead, but seat him in heaven. And this is incredible power to take a dead man and place him in heaven as a victorious Lord, the Lord of all. Of course, he was not merely a dead man. He was dead, the dead Son of God. And yet God used his power, this incredible power of God, to raise him to new life and place him in heavens in a place of authority. And Ephesians 2 comes in and says, you were dead in trespasses and sins. Jesus was physically dead. You are spiritually dead, though you're physically alive. You were followers of the prince of the power of the air. You were hopeless and lost in sin, running away from God. But God, being rich in mercy, made you alive together with Christ Jesus. He gave you a new birth, a new life by his mercy and grace, by nothing you've done, but by a gift of faith. So we see here this power that's at work in raising Jesus from the dead is the same power that raises you spiritually from the dead. This is an incredible miracle. It's more miraculous than Lazarus walking out of the tomb. It's us coming to spiritual life in Jesus Christ. And with this new birth comes the resurrection, or having hope of eternal life. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14, it says, "Now God has not only raised the Lord, but will also raise us up through his power." 1 Corinthians 15:20, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive." So you see, this hope and life is found in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 10, "If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus, or Christ Jesus from the dead, will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you." So there's this promise of having eternal life. John 14:9, "After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me." How? "Because I live, you will live also." Our life is found in the life of Jesus Christ. So if Christ came to sacrifice himself to save the lost to the glory of the Father and became a curse for us, he became sin for us, surely, surely he will keep his word. He will keep his word about resurrecting us.